Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Our lives during COVID have been disrupted in so many ways. We speak about one day returning to normalcy. I am the forever optimist, and yes, we will get back there. But at this moment, let's try to find some of our regular pre-COVID day-to-day enjoyment. Let's go search for it, and let's, more important, let's go get it. So I created the Winter Challenge. See, I have a list here of what my winter challenge shall be. The first on my list is returning to enjoy music. Pre-COVID, I had just gotten back maybe about 6 months before COVID, serious guitar. In college, my minor was music, and I had been away from music for a while, started really enjoying the guitar, and said, hey, you know what? I really want to learn how to play the mandolin. So that's when COVID hit. And just before that, I had signed up with a teacher at the shore because family's at the shore. I figured I'll spend time there while I'll take my lesson down there. So I would drive down there, drive 50 miles for a lesson, but it's really 50 miles to see the family. And the teacher, I got to say, is may have been the wackiest person I think I've ever met in the history of every person I've ever met. And it just is not for me. So I began to YouTube a number of lessons. And let me tell you this, there are some really good YouTube, because just like anything, you need to search through and find the real deal people. There are some really good YouTube, anything. You want to know how to make the perfect soft-boiled egg, it's on there. And if you want to learn how to play the pentatonic scale and the mandolin, it's on there. Well, I began to do this. And then during COVID, I'm packing to move. So I'm moving from my beautiful Southwest home onto the farm. And I got away from, because again, when I was packing, when I was just moving here, getting settled on the farm, got away from music. Well, guess what? My winter challenge right now, and I started about a week ago on this one, is to seriously get back to playing. And I've got three instruments. Two of them are the same. You're going to go, well, what does that mean? Well, I play the electric guitar and the classical guitar. You see, I play different music on both of those guitars. So I am working on, once again, the pentatonic scale, a couple of different things on the electric guitar. And then when I pick up the classical guitar, I am playing classical Southwest music. If you've never listened to a musician called Armik, I believe it's A-R-M-I-K. Some people would say Armik. Brilliant, brilliant guitarist. And I've purchased some of the music from him, and the music is just spectacular. So I'm learning how to play it. It is purely finger picking, and it's a finger picking style I've never played. So it's something for me, and here's the challenge. It's something for me that I've just have never done before, and I started this just before I moved. Well, I got it back now. I also started vocal lessons, and I am learning how to sing for the first time. And let me tell you, if you heard my, I won't say pre-COVID voice, my voice for life, when I had a guitar in my hand and I would be singing, I think you may be running as fast as you ever ran before away from me. So I'm working on that, but that's my challenge. So you see, it is to return to music, and returning to music is, for me, it's who I am. Well, my second winter challenge is also something about who I am, and it's in regard to fitness. You see, former home, dead-end road, I want to go out for a walk, a run, a bike ride. Literally, I just walk out the front door, and I'm on the road, and there I go, and off the dead end into a secluded part of town. And life was good. Well, now I live on the farm and I'm on a county road. And the county road and my farm happens to be on the peak of a mountain. So it's not the perfect place to just get out and go for a walk, go for a run, go for a bike ride. So with that being said, I've got to put my gear on, get in my truck, drive down the mountain to the village, and go for a nice walk or whatever I'm doing down there. Well, with that being said, that takes effort. And sometimes in the winter, people are going, you mean I have to go outside? You mean I've got to drive? You mean? And the answer is, in my challenge, the answer is, yeah. Because you see, I've got a fleet of snowshoes, and I love the snowshoe. We had snow, it melted, now there is no snow, and I don't think they call it mud shoeing, so I just can't get out there. I don't think they call it frozen ground shoeing, so I can't get out there and do it. So I've got to put my sneakers on, and as I joke with my good friend Inspector Dave, I say, they invented this new thing. It's called clothes. In the wintertime, you just put more of them on and you get your tail out there. So I will do that all the time. And it doesn't matter the temp, because if it gets real cold, you put more clothes on. Could you imagine that? And I've always said this, when I go out for a run, I go out to solve the world's problems. And what are you really doing? You're working through and you're thinking about your daily routine, your life, family, friends, prayers, and you work through your personal little times and you come back, and I mean this, if you've never gone for a long walk like that, you do come back a better person. Now, I created a new winter challenge now that I'm on the farm here. I call it the 40 degree rule. You see, when I run, walk, bike, it's going to be, well, I'll take that back on the bike, walk and run any temp. The 40 degree rule here on the farm. If it's above 40 degrees F, I knock off one of my farm work lists. See, I've got so much to prep for my organic gardens, my organic plant research, and I've got to knock off so much of that. And you catch a 40 degree sunny day, well, there you go. You're out and I'm doing it. And also, I have two ponds on the farm and I'm working to reclaim them. And one of them, I got a good jump on it about, I'd say, I'm here about two months ago before it got real cold. And the other pond, I just began to work on it. First one's not done, and that's the larger one, but the smaller one, I just began to work on it. And about a week ago, I found the stream. I traced the stream coming into the farm and onto my property, and I began to walk it. And I then said, all right, time to go back and get some tools. Well, I went back, and there were a number of clogs in the stream itself, so I began to unclog the stream and get better flow to it. And I came back, and I was all completely just muddy as all, and I'm going, you know when you just like you did something good, and it doesn't matter how tired you are, it's like you come back, and you go, yeah. I did that one. Something my dad has always taught me is when you finish a job, stop, take a look, and sort of like enjoy like what you just accomplished. Like there's an enjoyment to that. And I was back near one of the barns and I looked, because it was close enough to that one pond. I look back towards the stream and I go, yeah, I did that one. So the winter challenge above 40 degrees, I am out there. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, this is probably for me the most important winter challenge I have right now. And that's to spend time to learn more. Well, what do I want to learn more? Well, I happen to be the environmental scientist, but I am also, I don't want to say nature nut. Oh, you know what? I'll say I'm a nature nut. I just love to be outside, love the outdoors and everything about it. But there's so much to learn. So I have already interviewed, and again, with COVID, I am doing my interviews via Zoom. I'd rather have them here in the studio. We built the studio right on the farm, and I can't bring anyone into the studio, but by the people I interview, I learn so much from them. So that's just like a personal, I gotta know. And any show, minus this show here, I want you to know, I research and I spend hours. And I learned so much last week was about the river otter. And I knew some things about them and I've seen river otters. but I needed to know more. So I did my research, and to me, that's an important part of my winter challenge, is to spend more time. So I'm going to read more. And you know what reading more to me means? It means I get to light one of my fireplaces, sit down next to it with a good book, and do some reading so I can in turn just take it in and become more knowledgeable. Well, this winter challenge, I've been finding trails because there's all the preserved land around here, and I'm grabbing a field guide. And there are winter field guides, by the way. Just think about this. There are winter field guides for trees and shrubs, because people say, well, I can identify it by the leaves. Well, if you got a deciduous tree, that's a tree that drops its leaves, you can't. So you have to identify it by its bark. Sorry, that's a little botany humor there. And you have to identify it by the buds. No, I don't mean beer. See, that's a little botany joke there. Sorry. I'll be more serious right now. Well, I am also studying the maps of this area, the preserves, because I am, again, and I've spoken about this many times on the shows, I have a passion for fishing, specifically fly fishing, and I am looking for these tiny little streams because I want to get away from the world. You know what? I find peace with my fly rod on a stream away from everyone, and it's just like really something that I enjoy. And it's funny. I will be there fishing, but I might hear a pileated woodpecker. And as far as I'm concerning, fishing doesn't even exist at that moment. I am finding with my eyes or my camera, because it's always on me, the pileated woodpecker, whatever it is. And to me, that's a piece of you learn about nature by being in nature. And if I could study the maps, well, then I could find new places to go to. And once again, there is winter gear. So I have every piece of, when I say winter gear, clothing that you could possibly put on to stay warm. And actually, I've done shows. You can go to joeyb.tv and watch an episode on winter gear, or you can listen to one of my podcast shows on how to dress in the wintertime, which is key, vital, and also involved in that is hydration and nutrition, and I discuss those as well. Well, as an educator, I've always said, if I learn more, I can in turn teach more. So that winter challenge to learn more is so important to me. So I'd like you to take the time to sit back and create your own personal winter challenge. You absolutely, because I'm talking about me, you absolutely will feel better about yourself every single day because you're challenging yourself to somehow do something a little better. Hey, you know what? And it's for yourself too. So you feel better about the day at the end of the day because you accomplished something that was for you. Oh, by the way, it's 27 degrees and sunny. I have got the winter gear. I'm going to put it on and get down to the village. Yeah, I got to drive there, but guess what? It's part of my winter challenge, and I'm going to love it more when I'm there, or I don't even know, maybe by when I come back, because I'll have that smile on my face. So it's time to get down to that village and get a long walk in and obviously solve the world's problems. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybe.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.